السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the new year of Islamic calendar 1445 has begun. Today is 4th of Muharram, and there is great wisdom and significance also explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has begun the year with the sacrifice. On the first of Muharram, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed. And on the 10th of Muharram, Jome Ashura, great beloved son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyid Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, Hazrat Hussain ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, became martyred in place called Karbala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ended this work, this year, with the sacrifice. The 12th month Dhul Hijjah is the last month of Islamic calendar. And on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah again, it's so coincident that most beloved son of Khalilullah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, only son at that time, Hazrat Ismail Zabihullah, was prepared to sacrifice his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the life of the believer starts with the sacrifice and ends with the sacrifice. So, during this lifespan, every moment, a mu'min, a true believer, should be ready and prepared to sacrifice his desires, his lust, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the lesson we can learn from this holy month of Muharram. In this verse of the Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of the time. Wal-Asr. By the hour, by the time. And this is the last oath and qasam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken in the Holy Quran. After that, there is no qasam till the end of the Holy Quran. So, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath? To emphasize the importance of the time. To highlight and make us recognize the value of every minute. Allah Ta'ala says, by the time, verily, most certainly, definitely, man is at loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Except those, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, and abstain from all kind of sins and evil deeds, and recommend one another to be patient. This is the brief meaning of Surah Al-Asr. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in the recited the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there are two bounties, ni'matani maqbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the people, in which most of the people, majority of the people, are unmindful or careless. And what are those ni'mats and bounties? Health and the spare time. Right? As-sihat wal-faraq. This is the hadith Bukhari. Now, since this new year has started, 1445, let's see how valuable, how many years in our lives already passed, and what we have done. We have to just analyze our lifespan. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadiths that Qiyamah will not be established until the time will shrink. يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ. Time will shrink. In a sense, so the year will be like a month. It will pass so swiftly, so fast. The year will pass just like a month. And month like a Friday, like a week. And the Friday will pass like an hour, like a day. And day will pass like an hour. And the hour will be like a set of fire. Dharmatum binnar. And today everyone is feeling that way. Yesterday was 1444, today is 1445. Time is passing so fast, so quick. There is no barakat in time, there is no blessing in time. Everyone is feeling and talking about it. But what are we doing? How much we achieved in last year? And what is our resolution for the next year? I just want to highlight to this topic. So, just imagine, just for our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to one calculation, has granted us 5,025,600 minutes in the year. We have no value of minute, we don't have value of hour, we don't have value of day. It is said 5,025,600 minutes are in 1 year. And in one single day, in 24 hours, if you calculate, 1 hour is 60 minutes. So 60 by 24 is 1,440 minutes. 1,440 minutes in every single day. Every minute of human being is very valuable and precious. They say time is gold. They value time with the gold. But Islam taught us that time is the life, is more valuable than gold. Because when a person loses gold or someone steals it from him, so he can make extra effort and gain back more gold than whatever he has lost. He can get more. That's the chance, that's the possibility. But once a person loses 1 minute of his life, he won't be able to get back till tomorrow, till the day of Qiyam. So you can see how valuable and precious time is more than gold and any valuable things. According to the report in the Atlantic, in 1 minute, let's see, visualize, in 1 minute, 258 babies are born in the world and 108 people die every single minute. Maybe we can be one of those next minute. A fetus develops in the womb of mother neurons at the rate of 250,000 per minute. 116 people get married every single minute. 116 people get married and two of them get divorced. That's why they say every second marriage ends with the divorce, unfortunately. It is said 54 million pounds of garbage produced every single minute, and about 13 billion pounds of carbon dioxide will be released in atmosphere as a byproduct of burning fossil fuels. Every minute, that much of carbon dioxide has been spoiling our atmosphere. 25 million Coca-Cola products are consumed in 1 minute. 25 million. Amazon sells goods worth $75,000 in a minute. In 1 minute, he sells worth of $75,000. In 1 minute, a human heart beats 60 to 100 times. And the body produces 120 to 180 million red cells in our body every minute. And the adult loses 96 million cells every minute. How much of precious time people spend on and waste on the social media? Let's have a look. In today's time, every hand, whether it is old or young or boy or girl, everyone has a cell phone in his hand or laptop, some kind of device. In 1 minute, 70,000 hours of Netflix are watched. 4 million people ask questions to Mufti Google every minute. You know Mufti Google? Everything you click Google and you will get answer immediately. So the Mufti Google is very busy. Every minute people are asking, 4 million people questioning Google every single minute. Almost 2.46 million posts are being shared on Facebook. Nearly 300,000 users are logged in every minute. And about 450 new accounts are signed up. Facebook earns $25,000 per minute. What are we getting? We're losing our time, we're spending our time in Facebook earning $25,000 per minute. More than 1 billion users are active on Facebook every single day. More than billion. 580 new websites are created in a minute. 27,000 photos are uploaded on the social media on Instagram. 350 new Twitter accounts are created in every minute. Nearly 1.4 million users make video calls on Skype every minute. About 300 hours of videos are uploaded on YouTube in a minute. So imagine how much time is wasted in 1 hour, in 1 day, in 1 week, in 1 month, and on 1 year. This is the example of 1 minute, just calculate by 1 year. This is the dilemma of the internet. Someone said so rightly that we are living in 21st century where our phones are wireless, our cars are keyless, tires are tubeless.